بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم told us once that the most people to be affected by trials, tribulations and calamities are the Prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then those who are below them in virtue and righteousness. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, a person would be tested by Allah Azza wa Jal depending on the level of his iman. So if his iman is strong, Allah would increase the testing over him. And if his iman is weak, Allah would make testing less and less. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ tells us that without no doubt, trials and tribulations, testings of Allah Azza wa Jal would continue to affect a believer. And in another hadith, he tells us ﷺ, Allah, when He loves people, He would test them. And He would test them with trials and calamities. Therefore, in this life, on earth, there is no escape for us. We have to be tested. And Imam Ahmad, may Allah have mercy on his soul, was asked, when does a servant of Allah find the taste of comfort? He said, when he lays his foot in heaven, in paradise. The minute you put your first foot in paradise, there is no trial. There are no calamities. There are no hardship at all. Unfortunately, this life cannot be like this. You have to be tested. But people often ask, is this calamity a test from Allah? Is it a punishment from Allah? Is it elevating and raising our status in paradise? This is something we cannot tell. We know for sure, whatever tests the Prophet ﷺ faced, whatever trials and calamities he went through, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these were raising and elevating his status by the side of Allah Azza wa Jal. But when it comes to us, it can be elevating and raising our levels, and most likely it is a punishment for the things that we had done, for the sins that we committed, or for the mandatory and obligatory things that we have missed and not fulfilled. Therefore, no matter what happens in this world, you have to know that this happened because Allah the Almighty has decreed it. And once you have this content, once you have this satisfaction that whatever happens to you is by the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, then things would turn to be much better than you expect, and you would have the content that would make you, with the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, go through these trials and calamities with a happy heart. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.